This is a CattleCast Extra.
Dead Man Running, the long-awaited return of Alex McKnight, and the Michigan-based New York Times bestselling crime series, which has sold 1 million plus copies, comes out August 21st. As part of our 20 for our 20th interview series, we are honored to welcome New York Times bestselling author and two-time Edgar Award winner Steve Hamilton to CattleCast. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Mark, but the honor's mine, believe me.
Well, for fans of the Alex McKnight series, it's been a five-year wait. Why has it taken so long to release the next book in this popular series?
Well, I took some time off to do something else. I worked on the Nick Mason series for a couple books. It's not the first time I've done that. I took some time off before after a stolen season, and I ended up, it was about a five-year break there, too, when I wrote The Lock Artist. But in both cases, it's never a question of whether I'm going to come back. I always want to come back to Alex McKnight and see what he's up to next. So once again, it just felt like, you know what, it's time to go back.
Absolutely. Now, when was this series first launched?
The first book was A Cold Day in Paradise. That was in 1998. So coincidentally, you are celebrating your 20th anniversary, and so is Alex McKnight this month, because it was August of 98. When he first came out. It's hard to believe that it's been 20 years. I'm sure you feel the same way about your library. It's a great system. I know I was there in 2012, I think, at the Holt Branch. Did a really nice event. I always like coming up to Lansing. Even if it's Spartyville, that's okay. I still love it, and I'm going to be there next week. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, and did you have any insight back in 1998 that this character or this series would go on this way?
No, absolutely not. I was a younger writer starting out, and I was just so excited to have a book out and to be writing a crime novel, which I've always loved reading. And I didn't know about book number 2 or 3, and now it's number 11. But yeah, over 20 years.
Well, tell us a little bit about.
No complaints here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Dead Man Running.
Well, in other books, he's left Paradise, left Michigan for various reasons. Like in Blood is the Sky, he went up into northern Canada with Vinny to try to find Vinny's brother. So there, some of these books sort of have this rhythm where they go out and come back. And this time it just felt like, you know, it's the middle of winter for Alex, and something's going to happen that's going to draw him out, but this time it's going to be to a desert canyon in Arizona, which is about as far removed from northern Michigan in the winter as you can get. And this time, he's going to have no idea why. You know, and he's going to get there, and he's going to find out that there's this absolute most evil person he's ever met in his life has drawn him there. He's playing this game. He's telling the FBI that he'll take them to this victim who's still alive, but only if this retired cop from Detroit comes along, Alex McKnight. And the big mystery for Alex is he has no idea what his connection is to this man.
Okay. Sounds intriguing. Now, you will be embarking on a national tour, which includes 17 stops right here in Michigan.
Yep.
As a Michigan native, how does it feel to be able to come and share this new book with fans from your home state?
It's the best feeling in the world, really. And it's really, there's no question how I would ever start a book tour. This is, you know, number 15. And I always start in Michigan, whether it's a Michigan book or not. But this time, I really would have to come back because, you know, this is Alex McKnight. This is where it all began for me. He was the first character that I ever wrote about. And as a Detroit cop and as someone who was born in Detroit myself and grew up in Michigan and went to the University of Michigan, I mean, it's just, there's really no other place I'd rather be to start a tour for a new book, and I can't wait to get back there.
That's great. Now, you have either won or been nominated for every major crime fiction award in the world. What is the secret to your success?
I guess, you know, that's a tough question, because it's hard to put something into words, I think, because I just keep going, and I don't give up. I'm sort of like Alex that way, you know? It's like there are plenty of reasons not to get up every day and write, even on the days that you don't feel like it. But that's what I wanted to do for my whole life. And now that I have a chance to do that, I just keep going. And, you know, there are setbacks and things that happen. But I just remember that this is what I want to do. I want to be a writer, and I just keep going. And I was just very lucky that I've had that, had those nice things happen.
Do you have a set routine when you're writing? That do you get up every day and say, okay, I'm going to write X number of pages, or do you, you know, how does the inspiration come to you that way?
It's just something that I do every day. And I'm a little bit, you know, there are some writers who write in the morning. I personally think that they're from a different planet, you know, or something. If you can get up real early before the sun comes up and write, that would just not work for me. I'm more of a night owl. But it's just a matter of showing up every day.
Right.
And some days you'll have a great day and you'll get a lot done, and some days you won't. But it's just that act. It's just an act of faith of always being there every day so that you're there, and that when the work comes, on those great days when it comes, you're there to be there to
mm-hmm.
You know, so you're there when it happens. It's really pretty simple.
Now, I understand that you're involved in the development of a major television series that will be set in Michigan. Is there anything you can tell us more about that?
Well, it's very early in that process, but I'll tell you, in regards to Alex McKnight, there have been talks about this really for years, and I've always just said no to everything, because it's pretty early on in the process. You always know if somebody is really going to get Alex as a character and is going to get that he's he grew up in Michigan, he lives in Michigan. Michigan is a big part of that story, and you can just imagine some executive, you know, flying up to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and getting off the airport up there, and it's, you know, there's 5 feet of snow, and his cell phone doesn't work, and
right.
It's like, you know, we're going to set this series in Miami or something, because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always rejected that, because I never wanted somebody to do that to this story and to Alex McKnight. But now I think at least there's some people who really, I think, sort of get him, and if that series happens, it'll be done the right way, and it'll be filmed right in Michigan.
Very cool. We'll look forward to watching that and following that if it continues. So tell us, what are you currently reading?
I am reading an amazing book that's going to come out in October. It's called November Road by Lou Burney, and another crime writer. He's always been a sort of underrated writer who really should be more well known. This book is really going to break him out, because it's just amazing. It's set right after the JFK assassination back in the 60s, but it's really just about this character and on the road, on the run, and this woman that he meets, and the two of them together. It's a very simple story, but it's told so amazingly well. And I really, you know, I'm giving Lou a big plug here, but November Road, just remember that title, because it's going to be a big book this year.
Well, your new book, Dead Man Running, will be released August 21st, and the new book tour includes a stop at Schuller Books and Music in Okemos on August 22nd at 7 p.m. People can contact the bookstore for more information. Steve, thanks for joining us today, and continued success.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
You're listening to the Cattlecast Podcast.